Welcome to the Luke Page Podcast and my brand new series, 30 Days of Running an Online Coaching Business. Guys, over the next 30 days, I'm going to be posting a new episode most days, giving you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a coaching business and the ups and downs that I go through as I take it from a six-figure to a seven-figure business. So you don't miss an episode, make sure you click subscribe. And if you'd like to catch the video version of these episodes, follow us over on Instagram where we post them at Luke_Page. But anyway, let's get into today's one. Here we go. If you're someone who is hating someone or you've been blaming someone for a big part of your life, I know exactly how you feel because I hated someone for 15 years of my life. Welcome to day 10 of running an online coaching business. When I say hate, I'm talking like deep hate. Yeah, I wanted this person to die. And it really just consumed me. And it got to the point where I'm like, man, I've got to get help with this shit. So I went and sourced out a dude, paid him over $5,000. And you know what he told me? He said, people who do shit things to other people have had shit things done to them. And because of that, you've got to find compassion for them. And he said, if you are serious that you want to let this go, yeah, you got to do something that you never thought you would ever do, which is find some sort of responsibility in what happened. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm responsible. He said, you got to find the responsibility because when you do, you can finally take control and they don't have control over you. And when you find the responsibility, you meet up with them and you ask them to forgive you because you're responsible. I was just like kind of, you know, thrown back by what he was asking. But look, hey, I trust him. I paid him $5,000. I'm like, I got to get my money's worth, right? So then I met up with the person and I did it. I asked them to forgive me. And it doesn't matter what the response was, but in that moment, I had like physically had 15 years of anger, frustration, resentment, pain drop off my shoulders. And it was the first time in my adult life that I felt the feeling of what it was like to have an open heart. And it was the turning point in my life.